That dropping of the slide you heard, I threw it off my hand.
Amy's trying to learn how to pick up a slide.
Trying to learn how to play one.
Oh, man.
I gotta learn how to put it down first.
And we stole, you know, Yezu, Joy of Man's Desiring in there. I don't know if we do that a lot. Stick other people's
it's okay,
melodies.
I told him to turn your mic off during that song.
Now, regarding the songwriting, are there any instances of real collaboration between the two of you where you sit down in a room and say, we're going to write a song?
No, never.
Never.
Because our influences are so different, and the chords that we choose are different, and the melodies are different, and our ideas are different. We're different personalities. We could never write together.
Let's talk about that. Like, for example, when you're at home, what do you listen to musically? I noticed you're wearing a Husker Du shirt. I actually have that shirt.
It's a great shirt, isn't
yeah.
it? Yeah. Colorful. I like a lot of the more college, quote-unquote, oriented music. And I like a lot of the early 80s stuff. I love the Jam. I love the Jam so much, especially now. And the Clash. And I think Paul Westerberg is a great songwriter from the Replacements. And the Pretenders. I like R.E.M. a lot, too. I like some of the new groups that I'm just hearing now that are coming out. And I don't even know the names of a lot of them that I see on MTV or something, you know, on 120 Minutes. So I'm more into that, and I'm into like indie. I like listening to a lot of indie music, you know, just because it seems to be more, I don't know, raw or something.
Mm-hmm. Emily, what kind of stuff do you listen to at home? Joni Mitchell.
Joni Mitchell. I tend to stick to stuff that I really love. I don't hear a lot of new music that I like a lot, but
But we both like some of the same stuff.
Yeah. Well, we like traditional same stuff like Led Zeppelin and mm-hmm. Stones and great rock and roll, and then. I've always loved R&B. I mean, I grew up on the Jackson 5, too. I love black music a lot. But I listen to singer-songwriters. New artists that I really like are Sean Colvin.
Yay.
And Mary Chapin Carpenter.
Yay.
I like those guys a lot.
They've both been on the show. They actually perform together.
They're great. We both like them.
But then I listen to, like, old Jackson Browne records and Joni Mitchell and just people, CSN.
Yeah.
Love CSN, and I just, you know, just get stuck in that groove and I don't leave it.
Well, it's nice because all the influences that you guys are bringing up now are not really obvious in what you're doing musically, but they're there somewhere.
That's cool.
Yeah, good. No, it's really cool. So why don't we get into another song now?
You want us to just go ahead?
Yeah, why don't you set it up? Tell us what it's about.
This is a song of mine called, well, we think it's going to be called Love Will Come to You. Amy's encouraging me to be a little more progressive or alternative in my titles.
No, that's not
being
why.
The mainstream girl
that's
that I am. No.
Why don't you call it Death Will Come to You?
I just like songs that aren't titled. They don't have the hook line titled in them.
Yeah. So anyway, it might be called that.
That's what always confused me about R.E.M. records is that.
Oh, I love confusion,
yeah,
I guess.
Wolves Lower. Is that actually in the song? Gardening at Night? Did they actually say those lines?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I favor the old school where you can tell which song you're talking about from the lyrics.
Well, let's call this Love Will Come.
Okay. But this is a song about what you say to someone whose heart has been broken and my feeble attempt at words in a situation like that.